I know it was a disappointing way to end the day, but you have a winning record on the day, 2-1. Beat Colby, kind of a revenge match there, and you beat them in two, and then you take care of business against Goodland, and they were scrapping that second set. Last match against Holcomb, maybe not. It didn't end like you wanted it, but overall, how would you summarize your day?
I told the girls down in the locker room that, you know, the last couple of weeks have been kind of a struggle for us as far as how we played up and down. And I told them, I said, even with that loss tonight, I feel like we just got 100 times better. I feel like this was a huge step towards our peak that we want to be at the end of this season. And I told them, I said, you can't dwell on this loss. You can't dwell on the little things that didn't go our way. I said, because the things that did go well for us outweigh that by 100. And so I told them, I said, we have one day to prepare for a big tournament here on Saturday, and I think that's what we'll do.
Well, kind of going back a little bit to the Colby match, it was back and forth, and then you guys kind of took control in later parts of those sets there. Goodland dominated the first set, were behind most of the second, but that was an impressive run you closed out. I think it was like 15-1 run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Colby obviously beating us this past weekend, we did have a little bit of revenge for them. But Colby is a good team. They are, and I won't take that away from them. But I felt like we started off from the very beginning and knew what we could do with them. And our confidence level was huge for us. And so that just kind of carried us through and got us the win at the end. Goodland, you know, first game. Everything kind of went our way, which is really nice to have those games. But again, Goodland is a team that, you know, you can't just rest on, because then they can have games where they don't let anything drop. And, you know, it was a struggle for us to find some holes, but we did. And like I said, we got that win. And so, I mean, 2-1 on the night and beating two league teams, you know, as a coach, I feel like I have to be pretty happy about that.
Absolutely. I know Holcomb is disappointing. You had the set point 24 and 25, and I believe even at 26 there, and Holcomb had it at 27, ended up winning the set. But second set, you got too far behind the middle late stages. That was just tough to overcome.
Yeah, you know, I feel like with them, we let them go on some runs kind of early, and then we spend a lot of time battling to get back. But we've also battled, and I think that's also made us a stronger team. Sometimes a loss like that is what a team needs to really get them motivated and get them going. And so I just hope that our girls don't take this and dwell on it. I hope they take it and let it light a fire in them and come back ready to go. We have a huge week here, and so to get, you know, a lot of wins would be kind of a good way to top off our season.
Well, it comes big on Saturday. It doesn't get easy right off the bat. TMP and Wheatland-Grinnell, your first two matches. And maybe is this something that adds a little fire to them to go face some top-quality teams like them?
Yeah, I mean, obviously TMP, they're sitting in our sub-state, and we're going there. So we know we want to come out and perform, and we would love to get a win on them to boost our confidence going into sub-state. And Wheatland, we have some revenge for them. They beat us this past weekend, and I think the girls are going to come out even more ready than we look tonight.